something about Mary Totus to us?
My name is Judy and I come from England, and I went to Washington DC a few years ago to see a friend of mine, and while I was there Our Lady touched my heart in a way I have never forgotten, and I never will, because I now know for real that she is my mother. I came across this beautiful statue of Our Lady in the Cathedral of St. Matthew in Washington. And as I turned the corner, there was this huge, huge statue of Our Lady. And instead of the usual one with her hands clasped or a rosary bead in her hand, she was bending forward with her right hand, offering it to me. And her left hand was pointing up to the sky as if to say, "Hold my hand and I'll take you to Jesus." And it touched my heart so powerfully that I got my husband to take a photograph, and now I have a living image of Mary in this posture. And when I think of her, this is how I think of her, holding her hand out to me and saying, "Come on, Judy, take my hand, I'll take you to my son Jesus." And so I know that she's there for me. And every day I speak to Mary. But the best thing of all is every day she speaks to me. I always say just one decade of the rosary, but I have this beautiful book. I went to the wonderful cathedral in Washington, and my husband said, "You've got 5 minutes." Well, to take me into a bookshop and say 5 minutes is like purgatory. So I quickly said a prayer to this wonderful lady and said, "Please, Mary, help me choose a book in 5 minutes that will be powerful, that will give me who you are." And I got this wonderful rosary book. And I say it every day. And every day she says something to me, something different, something unique. And she helps me to open up the scripture. Because I have a set plan every day as I say my prayers. I don't know whether that's right or not, but I tend to. But my script goes out the window because Mary leads me down a different avenue. So if you're listening to this, just ask Our Lady to open up her heart to you, and she will. Because as we all know, Jesus gave us to her when he was on the cross with his arms outstretched. He gave Mary to each and every one of us. And there's no favourites. I'm not unique. I'm just a humble person who is struggling like everybody. But I know that she's holding my hand, and so I'm safe. And she's always there for me. And I sit in front of her statue. I have a beautiful statue that my mother left when she died. And I just say, "Holy Mother, if you will just guide me and help me to find the right path of your son Jesus." It's very simple, really. It's not a mystique. So God bless you all who are listening to this, and I hope it helps you too.